A very big aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Palos. How are you today? Or tonight? I have an interesting talk today based on my life experience and what I've been going through. I practice a mystic path where I go into meditation and go inside and create something every day. I write something. And I've channeled this into many different ways of expression, some poetry, some lyrics, words, books, etc. And then it gets to the next level and it gets out there. So getting out there is interesting. My talk I want to do today is on integrity. And I'll tell you a little bit about how I've come to that point and that word in time and space. My first goal always is to listen and seek and serve God. And I've been doing that all my life, since I've been 13, through meditation and writing, etc. But it's very different being in the world as a layperson in the world rather than someone who's in a nunnery or a temple or a cave somewhere. Because when you let life be your teacher, you learn some amazing lessons, you know. And that's good. That's what you want, until you don't want the lessons that you're learning. Have you been to that point? But this is something that's happening because we're accelerating our growth and we're accelerating our ability to understand and grow in put into work what our lessons are. Some people call it tests. We're going through life tests. But yeah, with every lesson, there are tests. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing, but it can be, I think, quote unquote, the word challenging, right? If you're making your life your learning lesson, you may have this be something that you either believe in or don't believe in about the abortion rights. It may be Black Lives Matter. It may be one of a number of issues that are now coming up in the world, because we're at that point where this light is shining so bright that everything we get involved with, we're going to be seeing the shadows and the light. And through that revelation, we will have choices to make. So this is an important stage of our evolution, the choices we make. And this comes down to a word today. It took me a while to come down to one word, but it came down to integrity. And I've always kind of had a hard time with the word integrity. We think we know what integrity is, right? Someone who follows their values, someone who's doing things in the right way, kind of, you think. But really, there's a little more to it than that. The word integrity is taken from the Latin, and it means intact. Now, I didn't know that before, did you? Intact. What does that mean? It's intact. Wow. So going down that concept of intact and taking intact to integrity. So now I have to think about, okay, what's the original purpose? What's the motivation? What's the intention? And is that all aligned? Is that all right? Is that all going with the highest that you can think of in this subject? So this morning I wrote this poem. It's called, I didn't call it a name, but I think I'll call it Integrity. I'm just looking at my phone and going, gosh, I didn't give a name to this one. I wrote, this mystic craft of life somehow defines the undefinable. A moment of realization when you must decide what's most important to you in life. Your true intentions are the focus that drives the magnet that guides you to arise to the light. Let's just take a moment on that word, arise to the light. Sometimes there's these shadows, there's the gray, there's the clouds, there's the issues, there's the worldly illusion and delusion. And sometimes we need to be driven to the light by some situation in our life. Have you ever had that happen? Where you had to take a time, maybe a day or 2 days out, or some time to meditate and pray about a situation and go, how do I do this with integrity, right? How did I do this with wholeness? Because with integrity is part of the concept of being aligned body, mind, spirit, and soul. And you need to be able to feel that you are whole and aligned with your intention and focus when you create something. And if it gets divided, and if that intention gets compromised, then how do you deal with that? Because I'll tell you something, it's going to, in many ways, possibly these days happen. Because we have a lot going on out there about the way people market and use social media. Some people have gotten so good using social media, the social media influences. They know how to use the pictures and the right words. And it's part of the whole game you play, right? To get the likes, you know, to get the loves, to maybe go viral. You know, it's subtly can influence our way of working in the world. And can it maybe influence and shade our intentions? I think it can maybe. Now, maybe it's done all aligned in the right way, or maybe you start to see that you can use these manipulations to accomplish what you want. I continue on here saying, beyond the ego's delusions, beyond deception's games, win or lose, you choose what's wrong or what's right. And the truth behind what motivates your game. A long time ago on the spiritual path, I came up with a phrase. It just came to me. It's like when you go, you know, all of a sudden this phrase comes from spirit. I call them spiritual rationalizations. And I came up with that because I started seeing that we can... If you're smart and have done this game and this spiritual path for a long, 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 long time, as I have over 55 years now, you can take anything that you see and describe it and explain it and rationalize it in a divine sense. Because there is that ability to always say, okay, this is that, and take a few phrases that describe it in maybe even a cliche way. But are you really getting to what's behind it? Are you dismissing it because you can define it? Now, do you follow what I'm saying there? Are you really addressing it? Or are you really taking it to heart and learning the lesson that you have to learn from this? Because we as people have a tendency to shy away from the hard lessons, or to ignore sometimes, or not to look really, really deeply face to face with what's going on in our life. It takes time, and most of us don't have much time. It takes brutal honesty. And it takes kind of sometimes being naked, just being naked out there without the cover-up, without the divine rationalization, without the part of you that knows how you can sweep it under the rug, you know, hide it somewhere, deal with it later. But sooner or later, you are going to have to deal with it, right? We've found that out. It's all in this day and age, astrologically, with evolvement, with what's going on in the world, it kind of all comes out. It all comes out in the wash, they say, right? And we're getting a lot of washing in certain interesting ways. There's some heavy-duty teaching going on astrologically and spiritually at this time, and it's good. It means that we're all getting ready to evolve further. But it doesn't mean it's easier. And I'll tell you, being on this path a lifetime, on this path, it doesn't get easier. That's not a good thing necessarily for people who think, oh, I'm going to start a spiritual path and I'll be enlightened by this time. Or I've seen people in groups or in Zen temples who go in, you know, starting out all excited and think that they'll get what they want quickly, but then they find, no. It's going to take a little longer, and it's going to take a lifetime. But that's good, because that means you really understand. This isn't just a little tool to use. Meditation isn't just something that you can use once and throw away. It's a lifetime. It's a way of life. It's always going back to the core of you. And like Yogananda said, everything else can wait, but our search for God cannot wait. And that's going to come up over and over and over again in so many ways to show us, oh, well, here's a little part that maybe you weren't addressing. So then the next phrase on this poem I wrote comes down to the core of this. Integrity. Integrity can't be compromised. Listen close and you'll find the values you must maintain for your peace of mind. Actually, I'm going to be honest. I didn't put that last line in here, but I'm adding it right now. You must maintain, and now I'm adding for your peace of mind, because it just occurred as I was talking to you. Because this is what happens. This is how you know that something's going on. You'll find that you maybe are not having peace of mind. You'll feel a little off or angry, or maybe buttons get pushed. Have you ever had that? Something's like, oh, that was a small thing, but why did I react or overreact in this way? And then you have to stop and go, okay, going to take some breaths, and I'm going to stop what I'm doing, and I'm going to look inside. And just like Buddha did when he finally had that moment of enlightenment, you sit down under that Bodhi tree and say, okay, I'm going to stick with this thing and see what happens when I really face what's going on. It may be easy, it may be hard, it may just be a moment of enlightenment, or it may be nothing. But all of those things can be amazing as you digest and process what you're learning in life. And that's what I've been going through, and maybe you have too. There's been enough out there in the world. There's been enough going on. We are definitely at a time right now where we have to have our wholeness clear in our purpose, in our intention, in our values, and in our way of living inside and out. So what we get inside is pretty clear. It's pretty clean. and it's pretty full of integrity. But what you get inside, are you able to take that beautiful seed, that light seed, that star seed, that energy seed you get, and plant it out there in the world, in that garden of life, and still maintain that original purpose, that original intention? Or does it get compromised enough where you'll maybe lose a little, maybe use a little more, maybe find that you're sorry you ever started it, you know? Then you know you have to stop. Then you have to really go, okay, what is going on? What happened here? What's going on here? Yesterday, I wrote a poem called Life Isn't Fair. You know, life isn't always fair. I have to look at my phone and see what the whole title was. But again, it was based on this meditations I've been doing on the situation. I wrote, please be aware, life is not always fair. You know, when you're a kid, when you have kids coming up to you, if you're a parent, that's not fair. You know, if you've been a parent, you certainly have heard this. That's not fair. And some of us, like I'm an Aquarian, you know, a minister, I have this sense of, gosh, instilled in me of what's right. Sometimes that can go into self-righteousness, right? See, I just said right. The next line I have, life is not always fair, and it's up to us to be prepared to still show others that we care. Sometimes you'll find you just can't hide from the hard times and find peace of mind. You can scream and you can shout, Lord, what's all this about? You can fall on your knees and you can pray. But when it comes right down to it, we still have the piper to pay. Now, there are still good things that come from this, so don't think this is a bad thing. This is a good thing, right? Because it gives you a chance to go into self-examination. It gives you a chance to pause. You know, between each breath, breathing in, you pause at the top, and breathing out, you sigh out, and you pause at the bottom. Now, many teachers, spiritual teachers, think that pause is where spirit comes to you. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it? If you hit the pause button, you're stopping. And the mind and the doing and the energy and all that yada, 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 yada can just stop and you pause. What comes into you when you pause? Ah, a little light. A little bit of soul. Some truth. Some clarity. My clarity. Ah. Pause, some understanding. Ah, pause, some comprehension. And you know what? This moment when you pause, this moment when you just stop, it can mean everything. Or it can mean nothing. And you know what? Everything and nothing are the same thing. The last part of the words are thing, right? You've got no thing, and you have everything. and is what you have when you have no thing the same as when you have everything. Now, it may seem like it's the opposite side of the coin. I've got nothing. I've got everything. But what's behind nothing? I believe what's behind nothing is everything. I think in creation that's a major key. I experienced this when I experienced enlightenment. I experienced nothing. And in that experience was everything. So all of the answers are somewhere there. And then you go beyond the questions and the answers. And once again, you hit the pause button. And you breathe. And you be still and know that you are God. So let's experience being God. God in form. Let's go into a meditation. Let's just pause. Just feel comfortable. Turn off the outside world. And hit the pause button on your life. And go back looking inside into the light. Breathing in and pausing. And breathing out and letting go. Pausing again. Breathing in and pausing. Aligning yourself with the highest in your light, life, body, mind, and soul. And just releasing anything else and letting go, letting go, letting go. Breathing in and seeing yourself, aligning yourself with that light body, with that soul body, with the source, that God light, that God love, that is what you are servicing, which is what you align with, which is what you get to create with, which is that inner part of you that provides you with the insight, that insight to see your clarity of purpose, intention in life. Breathe in that light and release anything that just needs to be let go. Any concerns, any duality, any divisions, any separation, just let it go, let it go, let it go. Breathe in and let God be in control. Let your will be turned over to God's will. And as you do this, feel yourself just releasing any of the delusions and shadows of life and the ego. And just going back to that amazing beginner's mind where everything is so full of enthusiasm, so full of understanding and love. Just redeem that part of yourself right now that may have been compromised by life. Imagine now that same energy you see in a baby's face. Imagine the innocence of a baby's face looking right at you, the same eyes that have the clarity of heaven, of an angel. Just look at that energy and allow it to clarify your intentions. Your hope, your beliefs are being restored as you are being restored to the original source of your being, your reason that you came here for. Now let's just be still and know that we are God and go into meditation on how we can be aligned with our true purpose and be able to bring that true purpose out in our life. Breathing in, holding, and breathing out. Now just go deeper and deeper. Just be here now. Be aware of how you're sitting. Be aware of your body alignment. Let your mind be aware of the light within the mind. See that light. Be in that light. Become that light. Let that light extend up way above you, maybe 12 feet above you, into your soul and your aura and down through all of your body, mind, through your whole energy field of chakras and out in front of you, behind you, to the either side of you, until you're in a perfect healing circle of light from God's energy field. Aligned body, mind, and soul, full of integrity. Feel that integrity. Feel how good that integrity feels. If there's anything you need to ask your soul, to ask your higher self about what you need in your reason for being, your purpose in life, let yourself be aligned and able to receive that message now. And slowly allow yourself to come back to your whole energy field and your consciousness. All of you, body, mind, and soul, integrated into one field of perfect light and love. Energized, restored, and redeemed. Feel good. Feel how it feels to feel good right now in this moment. Let yourself be recharged and renewed and redeemed. And now we're slowly going to come out of meditation and allow anything that you need to write down or any direction that you need clarified to come to you. And I thank you so much for taking this time to explore your internal process of creation and living what comes to you from the highest and putting it to work in your life with integrity. God bless you. All my love and gratitude to you always.